Testing 1-2, this is interview with John Stonesifer, Stonesifer, Chief of the Recovery Systems Branch, Landing and Recovery Division, Manned Spacecraft Center. Mr. Stonesifer, the Mobile Quarantine Facility, or MQF, as it's coming to be called, will be tested on Apollo 9. First of all, tell us what the MQF is, and then how the test will be run.
The Mobile Quarantine Facility is a sophisticated house trailer, if you might like to refer to it as that. And we'll use this facility to house the astronauts from the recovery area to their return to the Lunar Receiving Lab here in Houston.
This is the quarantine facility that's to be used with astronauts who land on the moon, but not in the 9 flight, is that right?
That's correct. We'll use them. We'll use this facility after the astronauts have landed on the moon.
Why are they being quarantined?
Well, this is a question that can be discussed, I guess, forever. But there is some concern that there are forms of life on the moon that perhaps could cause us problems if they're brought back here to Earth.
And an actual lunar landing crew will go into this facility and be brought inside in their sanitary container all the way back to a quarantine laboratory here at Houston. Now, what are you going to do on the carrier Guadalcanal in this test run of the mobile quarantine facility during Apollo 9?
Okay, the quarantine facility, the mobile quarantine facility, the systems have been built to house 6 people for 10 days, and on 9 we'll actually run through an exercise with people in the van, and they develop procedures and get a good checkout of the systems aboard the facility.
You mean some test subjects rather than astronauts will go inside the facility and be sealed up there for up to 10 days?
That's correct. Not really for 10 days, but we will put test subjects in a spacecraft in the water. This is a trainer spacecraft which we use to here in Houston to develop procedures. We'll put 3 test subjects in a spacecraft and retrieve them, and they will enter the MQF along with a recovery engineer and a doctor for the trip back to Houston.
And they will be brought all the way back here to Houston inside that thing?
That's correct. They'll be offloaded from the carrier when we get into port, and then the facility will be transferred to a C-141 aircraft and will be flown back to Ellington. And from Ellington, they'll be loaded on a special transport vehicle and taken to the Lunar Receiving Lab.
Then how long will that end the exercise when they reach the Lunar Receiving Lab, or are they going to go on through the test in the receiving lab here, or the major quarantine facility?
Well, at the Lunar Receiving Lab, they are preparing some exercises to train their own people, but our subjects will enter the Lunar Receiving Lab, and how long they'll stay in the Lunar Receiving Lab hasn't been determined, but the scientific side of the Lunar Receiving Lab, they are planning to actually run all the tests and so forth on the lunar samples that we'll simulate bringing back, the biological samples, and some of the spacecraft data that we will be removing from the spacecraft.
Well, this sounds like a good time to get an actual exercise of this necessary facility during a flight when you have all the ships out there at sea.
Yes, this gives us a great opportunity. We had planned to do this anyway, but we want to combine it with 9 because we have the ships for our use, and this way we get good use out of the ships during this mission.
But we want to emphasize the Apollo 9 crew is not going to go into this quarantine facility this time.
No, we intend to keep this exercise entirely separate from the Apollo 9 mission.
Thank you very much, John Stonesifer, Chief of the Recovery Systems Division. here in the Landing and Recovery Division of the Manned Spacecraft Center. This is Rhett Turner in Houston.